Hello, my audio boo friends. It is February 7th, 2013. In fact, it's almost February 8th, 2013. It is currently 11:30 at night, and I just left my surrogate niece's house after having gone to probably one of the best concerts I have ever been to for several reasons. First of all, the music was incredible. And second, sorry about the noise. My microphone just caught on my jacket here. It's extremely cold in Montreal tonight. We're talking... Did I just miss my exit? Yes. Okay. Yeah, this is not working here. Okay, let's see if I can take this road here. Bear with me. All right. So as I was saying, the music was amazing, and I got the Synth front row. Okay, now I won't leave you in suspense any longer. I did mention where I was going. We went to see the John Scofield Trio. Now, John Scofield is a jazz guitarist, a legend, really, in the jazz guitar circles. And what a night. I mean, we got there, and I knew we were sitting up close, but I bought the tickets sometime back in September of last year, so I really didn't remember the exact seating or where they were. So by the time we got there, I mean, I'm looking at the paper and it says AA on it. And I'm going, AA. So I'm, you know, we're walking towards the front of the, towards the stage, it's, you know, G, F. I turned to Melanie, her name is Melanie. I said, keep going. And she goes, well, where are we? Like on the stage? Well, we almost were. We were in the front row. John Scofield was 10 feet away from me. I was in heaven, absolutely in heaven. If you don't know John Scofield, look him up. The guy's 61 years old now. I've been listening to, I got a couple, maybe two CDs of his. No, actually more than that, because I do have Trio Beyond. Just amazing stuff. So I've got one CD of Trio Beyond, and then two CDs of John Scofield himself. One's called Hand Jive, and the other one, the title escapes me at the moment. I do have it on my iPod, but it's too cold. just amazing stuff. And I mean, a couple of times he was the microphone where he was talking and standing was right in front of me, so he would be talking to the audience, and many times he would make eye contact with me, and I'm looking at him, I'm going, John Scofield and I are actually making eye contact. A few times he smiled at me while he was playing. A couple of times in his solo, just at the end of his solo, I did a thumbs up to him, and he returned the thumbs up. I was just like in absolute heaven, and you can hear it in my voice. I mean, it's 11:30 at night, but I am so pumped. And I mean, you know, my surrogate niece, she loved it. She really enjoyed the music and the drumming. The drummer was Bill Stewart. Again, somebody I'm going to look up on YouTube, and he's got a few CDs. I may end up buying some. That's usually what happens to me when I go to these concerts, is I usually end up really getting into the music, and then for the next, you know, couple of weeks to a month, I buy CDs, and I really get into stuff. It happened with Steve Vai, and well, tonight, though, I knew about John Scofield, and I already had some of his music, and it's great, just amazing. And I'm glad everything worked out, that, you know, we were able to make it, because for a while there, I wasn't sure if she was going to make it there, but because she had prior engagements, because she had somehow, we had screwed up the date, so she thought it was actually Tuesday night, where, in fact, no, it was tonight. So now I can just, so that was, you know, I've been anticipating this. Now, remember, I bought the tickets back in September. And I remember in September... Now, I knew we were going to Rush in October of last year. But... And just, you know, don't tell her. Keep it between ourselves. But I really wanted to see John Scofield more than I wanted to see Rush. I love Rush. Don't get me wrong. but it's just not the same thing. It's just a rock concert cannot have the intimacy that this evening had. The there were maybe 200 people in attendance at most in this auditorium. Again, we were front row, and because we were front row, it felt like we were the only ones at the concert. It was, you know, that's how intimate it was. And unfortunately, it's because it's very cold here in Montreal, and the auditorium was rather chilly, actually. And so John Schofield, poor John, he was actually, his hands were cold. He kept his fretting hand, his left hand, he kept pulling it away from the guitar and moving it and blowing on it because it was cold. So I felt for him. And I never noticed how much he grimaces when he plays. He does all these things with his jaw. And not only him, though, there was a piano player opening up for him and who was doing the same thing. It must, I don't know what it is with this, not gesticulating, but mouthing. It's almost like they're mouthing the music. And Steve Vai tends to do the same thing. He puckers up and he does these, he looks like he's eaten a sour lemon, you know. It's just strange, but I mean, strange but fascinating. You know, I don't mean to say anything bad about these musicians. They're amazing musicians. They're so talented, and it's funny. I was telling somebody. I think it was Dean Reed that so many people when they hear musicians like this, they just want to go home and throw away their guitars or throw away their drums or whatever it may be. And Neil Peart, in an interview some time ago, said he didn't understand people like that. I mean, if he sees somebody who plays really, really well, it makes him want to go home and play even, you know, it gives them encouragement and inspiration to go home and play. And that's what I get from John Schofield. I mean, forget it. I pick up the guitar and I may as well be all thumps, and I am, but I don't care. You know, it's just, to me, I go home and maybe even tonight, and when I get home, I'll slap on the headphones and plug into my little amp, my portable amp, and play a little bit of guitar, just noodle on it, just a little bit, just to get out of my system. I mean, it is late. By the time I get home, it'll be, probably midnight. But I just had to share this with my Audioboo friends. Some of my Mark, MC Fontaine, Simon, Dean Reed. I just had to share with this with you guys. It's just amazing, and it's funny, you know. I realize that Audioboo goes out to possibly thousands of people that might be listening that don't necessarily follow, right? And it potentially has a worldwide audience. But right now, sitting in my car, trying to get warm, and it's just... even this moment right now, it's very intimate. And I forgot Mac, McColgan. I forgot Mac and his love of music. And everybody who loves music and that's listening to me at the moment. It was just magical tonight. I just wanted to share it with you all. And look for a Trouble Steph featuring John Schofield. I'm definitely going to do one of a few of his tunes. I don't have a lot of his CDs, but I can maybe pull something off of YouTube, bits and pieces and excerpts that I'd like you to listen to. Okay, with that, I think I'll close it off. I don't have much time left, and bid you all a good morning, because most of you will be listening to this in the morning, or those of you who have come home from work tomorrow evening. I hope you had a good day, and please think of me, because we're going to get walloped by a winter storm starting tonight, and we're getting about 15 to 20 centimeters over tomorrow and part of Friday. So take care, everyone, and I'll Audioboo soon.